好，如果你有经文，你有自己的圣经，请用你自己的圣经。如果你没有，我们墙上已经有打好投影片。
So if you have your own Bible, use your own Bible. Otherwise, you can follow the PowerPoint on the wall.
好，让我们一起同声，我们大声来攻读神的话语，好吗
？Let's read together.
预备，请。
Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus did not answer a word. Urge him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, he said. He replied, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord. She said, even the dogs eat the crumbs and fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment.
好，圣经当中有记载许多的信心而得到神医治的人。
In Bible, many were healed by faith.
那他们的灵命也因此得到复苏。
Their spiritual lives were also revived.
那其中有一个很特别的故事，就是我们刚所读的这一段故事，记载迦南一个外邦妇女为了她的女儿受鬼附、受尽苦楚而来寻求耶稣的医治。
There was a special Canaanite woman asking Jesus to heal her daughter, demon possessed.
那这个故事呢，我们看见耶稣仿佛故意挑起一些的争议，也似乎造成了一种紧张的对立。
Some controversy ensued and with tense confrontation.
因为在任何的时代，只要你碰触到种族对立或是种族歧视这类敏感的话题，都会令人反感以及担忧的。
In any era, the topics of races and discrimination always stir worry and disagreement.
尤其会让那些女权运动者或者是反对种族歧视者可以用来大做文章、炒作一番的。
Feminists can also be a big issue.
那的确，我们也从刚才耶稣跟迦南妇人当中的对话看中，我们看出似乎那种刻薄、那种无情的对话也在里面。
Indeed, the response from Jesus to this woman seemed critical and heartless.
那在四福音当中，这里面是非常独特的故事。
It was quite unique among the four Gospels.
我们很难想象说，这个竟然出自那个满有恩典、心里柔和谦卑的耶稣之口啊。
Hard to imagine they came from the merciful, humble, and gentle Jesus.
不过这个故事的发展竟然是这位妇女最后竟被耶稣称赞是大有信心的人，并且耶稣还满足她的需要，照着她所求的成全，医治了她的女儿。
However, in the end, Jesus praised her of great faith and granted her wish to heal her daughter.
所以这有一点不寻常啊，这仿佛说明耶稣并非要挑起种族对立。况且耶稣能够在当众面前来称赞这个女人是大有信心的，可以让我们来向她学习效仿的，所以不是歧视她的。
So it was unique, not about racial conflict.But Jesus praised her faith in the public for us to learn, not put her down.
那我们的问题是，这位迦南的信心是大信心，是为什么被称为大信心呢？
Why Jesus praised this Canaanite woman to have great faith?
到底他跟耶稣求了什么？这么大的信心，是不是说把这山移到那山？这么大的一个壮举呢？
What did she ask of Jesus? Great faith about moving mountains?
好像不是哈，那是不是说他赐给他的后裔如同天上的星星、海边的沙那样多的祝福吗
？Or about blessing for descendant to be as numerous as sand on the seashore or stars in the sky？
那他要的是什么呢？其实我们看见说，他要的竟然只是像狗期待主人从桌上掉下来的一点碎渣就够了。
Neither all she wanted was like dogs expecting crumbs falling from master's table。
这样小小的、微不足道的小要求，竟然被耶稣称为是大信心，这就很特别了。
It seemed trivial to us, but Jesus said she had great faith. It was so special.
哎，这个故事的发展，不但呢，耶稣照着他所期待的成就，将他的女儿病治好了，更重要的是，这个迦南妇人亲自被耶稣表扬。我相信那时候她的灵命已经得到大大的复苏的。
Not only Jesus healed her daughter, she was praised in public by Jesus. I believe her spiritual life must be revived.
所以 在这个特别的故事当中，我相信有很多的功课是要让我们学习效仿的。
So we can learn so many lessons from this story.
所以这位迦南妇人之所以能够得到灵命复苏，我认为有以下三个原因。
There are three reasons for this Canaanite woman's spiritual revival.
首先是她的信念，她愿意以决心来克服艰难。
Firstly, her belief.Determined to overcome hardship. So let's read verses 21-23. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciple came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us.
我发现我们可能眼睛不大好，还是我们今天不大理我。我们读大声一点好不好？我们上下有一些回应好不好
？So let's read louder so that we can have some response.
好，下一次哈。
So next time.
耶稣特意这时候来到推罗西顿的境内，这个地方是位于加利利以北腓尼基境内，也就是说今天的黎巴嫩的地中海海口市镇。过去这个地方被称为神咒诅之地。
Jesus came to the region of Tyre and Sidon on purpose, located north of Galilee, the territory of Phoenicia, modern-day Lebanon. It was a seaport city along the Mediterranean, a land cursed, according to Isaiah 20, chapter 23 and Joel chapter 4.
好，如果你有兴趣的话，你可以参考一下以赛亚书23章，还有约珥书3章4节。好，那耶稣呢，来到这个外邦之地遇到外邦人，这很平常的事情嘛，但是却发生了一件不寻常的事，就是有一位迦南妇人出现来寻求耶稣。
So it's a land of Gentiles, it's common to bump into Gentile, but this unusual episode happened about a Canaanite woman came to Jesus.
迦南人是指当时古时约书亚接续摩西的使命，带领以色列人进入这个应许之地迦南，却没有灭尽当地所有的人所遗留下来这些迦南后代。
Canaan was the promised land that Joshua after Moses led Israelite into. They did not eliminate all Canaanites, some were spared.
那到了耶稣的时代，这些迦南人外族人，他就跟以色列人都住在迦南地，大家各过各的，互不来往。
So in Jesus' time, Canaanite, Gentile, and Israelite all lived in Canaan. They led their separate lives, rarely interacted.
但很奇怪的哦，当以色列百姓移民来到迦南之后，他们的后代住在迦南地，却不承认自己是迦南人。尤其经过1500多年之后，就算居住在迦南地，仍不以迦南人自称，这就很奇怪了。
Strangely enough, after moving into Canaan,Israelite never claimed to be Canaanite, even though they have been living there for over 1,500 years.
哎，这很奇怪哦。我们想，你1949年左右，国民党带着一批部队从大陆来到台湾定居，不到几十年，他们的后代都不称自己是中国人，而改称自己是台湾人啊。反正外表看不出来，很奇怪哦。
In contrast, in 1948, Nationalist Army came to Taiwan from mainland China.In time, their descendants claim to be Taiwanese, and people cannot tell them apart.
再看看好，我们这一批来美国移民的华人第二代哈，我才不出几年，他们就融入美国文化啊社会当中。即便他们的外表看起来黄皮肤啊黑头发，跟洋人长得明显的不一样，但是呢，他们在这里，不管是他们在这里出生，或是一入美国籍，他们就称自己是美国人了。
Also, the second generation Chinese American, even though they don't look like Caucasian with yellow skin and black hair, they claim to be American.
尤其你把他们送到中文学校去，要他们学中文的时候，他就大声讲：“我是美国人。”
So, especially you send them to Chinese school, they say, "We are American. I don't want to learn Chinese."
那你来看看，我们来看看哈，这一些以色列民，因为他们有强烈的民族优越感，认为自己是上帝的选民。就连那些血统不纯正的、不纯正的撒玛利亚人都看不起，更别说这些外邦异族人了。
Israelites have strong sense of superiority as chosen people of God. They even look down upon the Samaritans with impure bloodline, let alone Gentiles.
那对于这位身为外地人的迦南妇女， 当他以非犹太人身份公开大声喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙。”这是什么意思？这是弥赛亚的意思啊！只有熟读旧约犹太人才会有这样的称呼，或是有这样的概念的。
So when this Canaanite woman cried out in public, "Lord, Son of David," this meant Messiah. Only Jews well versed in Old Testament had this concept for the title.
这个大卫的子孙是单数啊，是指那位特指的那位弥赛亚。哎，所以这句话呢，从犹太人，从非犹太人的口中。来说出这位犹太人的救赎主，这不应该的、啊。
So it was savior for Jews and should not be proclaimed by Gentile.
所以他这样的一个举动，不寻常的举动，一定引来很多人的注意，而且造成当地人对他有这个敌对的看法。
She attracted unusual attention of the wrong kind, hostility.
两边都不是人，是不是？迦南也看不起他，犹太人也看不起他。所以他为什么会这样子做呢？为什么？
So she was despised both by Gentile and Israelite.
因为她生命遭遇困难了。
Because she had difficulty in her life.
她的女儿被鬼附，我相信她试了很多的方法，都试过没有效，但是她不放弃任何的机会，就是要决心救她的女儿。
Her daughter was demon possessed. I believe she tried every which way, but she was determined.To heal his daughter, her daughter.
有时候我们想一想，神有时候也把我们摆在这样的一个境况当中，让我们来寻求他。无论怎么样，我们就是要来克服，就会找到主。
Sometimes God put us in a difficult situation so that we can search for God.
那其实这位迦南妇人真正的身份，她乃是希利尼人，也就是说希腊人，她是属这个叙利非尼基族的。
This Canaanite actually was.Hellenic Greek descent.
你有没有证据啊？有，圣经中告诉我们有证据。我们一起来读马可福音七章二十六节。
So let's read Mark chapter 7 verses 26.
好，预备，请。
The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive out the demon out of her daughter.
好，但是呢，犹太人认为非犹太人就是外邦人。管他哪一族，包括耶稣的门徒也不在乎他真正的身份，同样鄙视他，想办法要赶紧赶他走。
At that time, Jews considered all non-Jews as Gentile, regardless origin. Even disciples cared less about her, despised her, and wanted to get rid of her ASAP.
就像我们在美国居住，少数人可能会经历到说，一些反对外来的。这些美国人，他们对亚洲看亚洲人呢也很不顺眼。不管你是日本人、韩国人、中国人都一样，见到这个这个亚洲人，他就说滚回你们的国家去。有没有人被这样骂过？我有哎，甚至那个贴纸啊都贴这样的话哦，我这个是非常不好的、啊。
Similarly, some small percentage of Americans are anti-immigrant. They disdain all Asian, Japs, Gooks, Chinamen.They shouted, "Go back to your country!" Whenever they see Asians.
不过神却不偏待人。圣经之所以将他的身世记载这样的详细清楚，可见神对这位外邦妇人是多么重视，也说明神对世上任何民族的爱，不管是犹太人或是外邦人，都是一样的。
God does not discriminate. In Bible, her upbringing was recorded in details to show that God valued this Gentile woman.
让我们看见这位妇人，她有身份这个难处，那我们看见她有身份上的难处，就如同我们今天很多人在办理身份上申请这个身份上，也同样会遇到难处。
She had difficult social status. Some of us may have difficulty getting legal status.
但是这位妇人呢，她克服她身份上的难处，因为她相信她在天上属于神儿女的身份，远比在。比地上更为重要，所以地上的身份不好又如何呢？
She overcame in the belief that it was more important to be children of God than any legal status on earth.
那另外这位妇人呢，她也克服上在地域上地缘上的这个难处，她翻山越岭来到推罗西顿境内，到处寻找打听可以解决家中生病女儿的问题，一定费了很多的心血，花了很多的精力。
Besides, she also overcame the geographic hurdle, crossing mountain range into the region of Tyre and Sidon, searching for a way to solve her daughter's illness.
在当时交通非常的不方便，也没有媒体哈，传播媒体 ，Facebook、Twitter 这一类微信什么都没有。他要打听耶稣的行踪很不容易的，但是他做到了。
So she must have spent much thoughts and energy dealing with primitive traffic conditions. Before social media such as Facebook, Twitter, it was challenging to locate Jesus, but she did it to come before Jesus.
她终于可以来到耶稣的面前，哇，这非常不容易的。
So it's not easy to come before Jesus.
那想想我们今天礼拜天来啊敬拜神，还要看看我们心情好不好啊，现在忙不忙啊，有空了我们才愿意来。
For us, it depends on our mood, busyness or not, whether to come to Sunday worship.
就算有些时候我们好像从外地搬来啊，人生地不熟，找不到教堂，这都可以成为借口。
There shouldn't be any excuse for moving from out of town to unfamiliar with the area.
但是我们教堂在这里啊，也不会搬走的哈。网络随便一搜 Google 一下，随便打听一下，都能够找到，是不是？
So church will not move. Just take some effort to search on the internet, then you can find it, isn't it?
我感谢主，你知道最近几位新朋友来，他们就是这样寻找，我看包括今天的新朋友就找到了。
So there are many new visitors locate our church through the internet. So it's convenient.
但是还有一个更不容易的，就是这位妇人，她身为母亲，为了她的儿女，她克服了面子上的问题，公开承认她这个女儿的这个被鬼附的问题，仿佛就像自己的尊严、自己的脸放在地上，任人践踏。
Even more difficult is to keep her appearances about her daughters in public. Imagine it was such a shame to have a demon-possessed daughter.
你想一个不正常的女儿，尤其是被鬼附，这是很丢脸的事情啊！你看别人用什么眼光来看她，说不定人家认为说啊、哦，这个是天谴报应啊、哦，认为全家一定是这个女儿一定不洁净。做了什么丢脸的事情才会被鬼附？
What would others think? Curse from God or even consider whole family unclean?
如果我们家中有一个不正常的孩子，我相信能够体谅这位妇人所面对的难处，一般人是很难明白那种痛苦的。
Unless you have a disadvantaged child in your family, you cannot really feel her pain.
正因为这妇人有一股强烈的信念，她要决心克服各样的艰难，为了他的女儿，他绝不轻易放弃，一定要找到耶稣为止。这是一个非常了不起的决心，也是值得我们学习的。
She has strong will and determination to overcome all kinds of difficulty for her daughter. She will not give up until she found Jesus.
那第二个部分呢，是她的态度，她以谦卑的接受批评。
Secondly, is her attitude humble for criticism?
好，我们来读24-26节。
So let's read aloud 24-26. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs.
耶稣向这位妇人说明他的使命，就是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。但是耶稣却没有说他只拯救以色列人，而不拯救外邦人。
Jesus explained to this woman his mission was for lost sheep of Israel, but Jesus never said he would only save Israelite, but not Gentile.
这就是为什么耶稣选择来到推罗西顿这个外邦的城市。
That's why Jesus chose to visit the region of Tyre and Sidon.
那甚至过去他专程到撒玛利亚。在一口井旁得着一位撒玛利亚妇人，这说明神的心意要拯救所有凡愿意信靠耶稣的人，不管他是犹太人或是外邦人。
So he even visits Samaria to minister to a Samaritan woman near a well. God's means to save all who are willing to believe in Jesus, be Jews or Gentile.
耶稣呢，奉差遣仅仅到以色列家，当时以色列家就是指雅各的后裔，是神的选民，也就是当时的犹太人。
Jesus was sent to the house of Israel, the descendant of Jacob, God's chosen people, Jew at that time.
那接下来说迷失的羊，这说明以色列人原本是属神的，但是却偏行己路，如羊走迷。
Lost sheep meant Israelites were belong to God, but they insisted on their own way, like sheep had gone astray.
主说这句话的意思乃是让迦南妇人指明说大卫的子孙这个名称乃是专门为着这以色列家迷失的羊的。
What Jesus said to this Canaanite son of David was only for the lost sheep of Israelite.
但是今天我们看见这些上帝的选民竟然成了迷途羔羊，这让耶稣非常的心痛。
They were chosen by God, but now became lost sheep. It pained Jesus.
不过耶稣仍然要服侍他们，因为这是耶稣来到世上完成他的服侍的年日有限，所以只能以选择性的、以地区性的来完成他的使命。
But Jesus still served Israelites. His time on earth was limited. He could only selectively fulfill his mission in certain regions.
但是这位妇人呢，仍不死心，她没有继续，你注意哦，她没有继续称耶稣为大卫的子孙，却改称之后就改称耶稣为主，他说：“主啊，求主帮助他。”意思就是说，他不属于这迷失的羊，但是他也愿意成为主的羊。
This woman will not give up. She did not continue to call Jesus son of David. Instead, call him Lord to help her. It meant, though she was did not belong to the lost sheep, she was willing to be the sheep of Lord.
不过接下来耶稣的回答可能让我们许多人跌破眼镜。因为耶稣怎么说呢？他说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。请问言下之意，谁是儿女，谁是狗？
He answered from Jesus to her surprised many. He said, "It's not right to take children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Who were the children? Who were dogs?"
谁是狗？怎么不理我啊？听不懂还是？哎，是，哎，所以指这个妇人是狗，不是羊啊。
So this is definitely not children, but dogs.
那也许我们对狗的认知可能不是正面的。例如我们骂人的时候说这个人这是猪狗不如、狼心。你们都这样骂我吗？
We all have negative view of dogs and use dog in derogative term in conversation, scolding others like the heart of wolf, lung of dogs, lesser than pigs or dogs.
所以我们可以大概明白被形容狗是有点不是滋味。不过我们华人文化对狗的形容也不一定都是坏的例如我们形容这个人忠心可靠，很重感情，我们都会说他像什么一般的忠诚？狗忠狗所以被骂狗也不会那么难过是。
So nobody likes to refer as dog, but in Chinese culture, it is not all bad about dogs. Dogs are loyal, dependable, and sentimental.
不过我要告诉你们，在犹太人的文化当中，被形容是狗是非常羞辱的，因为那是不洁净的象征。
In Jewish culture, it is a tremendous shame to be referred as dogs, since dogs are unclean animals.
例如在出埃及记23:31。
So in Exodus chapter 22:31,
好，预备，请。
You are to be my holy people, so do not eat the meat of an animal torn by wild beasts. Throw it to the dogs.
丢给狗吃这是很没有用的这个是丢给狗吃，而且狗在当时的文化是被鄙视的一个代表。
So during that time period, dogs are the symbol of contempt.
生命记23:18。
So Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 18. You must not bring the earning of a female prostitute or a male prostitute of a dog into the house of the Lord your God to pay any vow, because the Lord your God detests them both.
好，这原来圣经这节的意思就是狗所得的工价这个原来是狗所得的工价，并不是说今天我们看到马戏团那个狗表演倒立然后接飞盘跳火圈等等，然后付一些钱的这个狗的工价，不是的。
So the meaning of this verse about the price of a dog was not about circus acts of a dog doing headstand, catching frisbee, jumping through the ring of fire, etc.
乃是当时在道德非常保守的时代，那最下贱、最肮脏、最龌龊的工作，除了当妓女之外，实在是找不到另外一个形容词来描述这项工作，所以他们就用狗的代名词，用狗来形容。
It was about that very conservative time. The lowliest, dirtiest jobs were as low as whore, prostitute, without better description other than the term dogs.
那中文的翻译呢？翻译成娈童哈，那意思就是同性恋的意思，也是非常接近的。
So in Chinese, male prostitute or gays, lesbian is as worse as it will ever get.
那事实上，原文不是指同性恋，是指狗啊。
But in some Bible verses, it meant dogs.
也是你想不到一个更接近那个很快的这个比这个词更快的。
It just means that the dirtiest, the lowest.
换句话说，在希伯来文化当中，那种最下贱、最肮脏、最龌龊、被贬斥的形容词，就是狗了。
So in Jewish culture, dog was the term for the lowliest, dirtiest, most shameful, and despised.
那接下来问题大了，耶稣简直太损人了嘛！你要骂人也不文雅一点，骂猪啊，骂什么都好，为什么要选择骂人狗呢？要是我们被骂狗，可能转身就走了，为什么？士可杀，怎么样？
不可辱。So Jesus was overboard in choosing such term. Even pig is a better term than dog. We will have none of it if addressed as dog. We would rather be killed than disgraced.
就算耶稣是最好的医生，再好的医生，或是说他是个慈爱的神，也不能这样骂人，对不对？
So even benevolent God or the best physician should not use this term to scold people.
不过我们在回答这个问题之前，我们要问一个更重要的问题。
So we should ask a more vital question.
就是为什么这位妇人被喻指为狗，但反倒一点都不生气呢？
So why was this woman not offended to be called dogs?
甚至还有一点承认自己是一条狗的滋味在里面，是不是？这简直不可思议啊！到底是怎么回事呢？
She even admitted to it. Unthinkable. What happened?
也许我们应该这样说。原来这位迦南妇人才是真正认识自己在神面前的身份是何等卑贱的。
It should say this Canaanite woman really admitted her lowly status before God.
的确，我们在神面前同样的也是简直什么都不是，能在神眼中被当成是狗都算不错了。
Indeed,
事实上，我们连粪土都不如啊，粪土还可以当肥料，是不是？
Indeed, we're nothing before God. Even if God regarded us as dog, we'll be stretched because we're less useful than manure. Manure can be used as fertilizer.
但是神是怎么看我们的？
But how God look at us?
我们一起来读撒母记上二章八节。
So let's read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 8. He raised the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and with them inherit a throne of honor.
我常常把自己当成那个尘灰都不如。
So I always compare myself as dust.
常常很多人都要来讲一些让你耳朵听了很舒服的话，但是我常常把自己当成一个尘灰的人。
I also regard myself as dust or ash heap.
要不是神从尘灰、从粪堆当中提拔，以恩典的大爱救赎，我们早就在自己的罪恶过犯当中灭亡了。
If God did not raise us from dust or ash heap, redeem us with love and grace, we would have perished in our own sins.
因为世人都犯了罪，罪的工价就是死。不管你受了多大的、多少的教育，不管你做了多少的好事，你在神面前都站不住脚，因为结局都是灭亡。
So we all sinned, and the wages of sin is death. It doesn't matter how educated or how many good deeds enough before God.
而且神也没有欠你的，他不需要你的怜悯顾惜，他为什么要来拯救你呢？
God doesn't need to have mercy on us. He owes us nothing.
许多时候世人因为愚昧无法得到神的拯救，并不是说神不爱他们，也不是因为他们的运气不好没有被神拣选，通常是因为这些人根本不认识自己到底是谁，而把自己看的地位看得很高。
Because the foolishness of man, God's salvation cannot save all people. Not because God deserves.
例如有些人把自己当成一个好人，那已经不错了。他凡是靠自己，他也不需要宗教信仰，但是他却没有意识到，原来自己也是一个将灭亡的罪人。这是每个人的结局。
Some may think they're good persons, self-reliant, and have no need for religion.And have sensed they're a perishing sinner.
而这位迦南妇人呢不一样， 也许耶稣这一段话是有点羞辱人，但是实际上这不是针对那位妇人，因为耶稣其实也实际的说出这是世人每一个世人的光景。其实我们本来也都是外邦人，就像那卑贱的狗一样。
This Canaanite woman was different. Jesus' comment may not be insulting, but it was not just for this woman. Jesus was referring the plight of everyone on earth. Actually, we're all Gentile, lowly as dogs.
但唯一不一样的是什么？是这位妇人，她有谦卑的态度，并不是她有风度，经得起批评。乃是他有智慧聪明，完全同意耶稣的观点，明白自己所处的卑贱不配的光景。
Only this woman humbled herself, not because she could take criticism, but she totally agreed the wisdom of Jesus' viewpoint, and she understood she was so unworthy.
其实我们跟这位外邦妇人本质上根本没有什么差别。
So we're no different than this Gentile woman.
我相信为了爱我们的儿女，甚至我们也可能会克服艰难，付出一切的代价，这我们都可能做得到。但是能够经得起批评跟羞辱，还能谦卑的接受，这并不是每个人都做得到的，是不是？
We probably can match her actions for our own children. But however, she can take sharp criticism with humility.And then I don't think we can do it.
最后是他的行动，他以信心支取应许。我们一起来读27-28节。
So that's her action. Let's read verses 27 and 28. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment.
这位妇人呢，她来到耶稣面前，她不像玛利亚、马大，真的啊，你早一点来，我弟就不会死了啊，在那埋怨。她没有埋怨神为什么给她这样艰难的环境，没有怪罪世上为什么那么多不公平的事情发生在她身上，也没有质问神为什么不让她生下来就是犹太人，为什么她女儿会被鬼附，为什么必须从这个希腊离乡背景来到这个地方。要是任何一件不公平的事情发生在我们身上，我们可能都埋怨了，是不是？
When this woman came to Jesus, she didn't complain why God had given her plight, or it was not fair, why she was not born a Jew, why her daughter was demon-possessed, why she had to leave Greece to live in this region. If anything unfortunate happened to us, we are sure to complain and assign blame.
呀，这世人常常都是这样，我们遇到一些困难，我们就埋怨这个，埋怨那个，怪罪神的不公平，是不是呢？
So even criticize the fairness of God, aren't we?
相反的，我们看见这位妇人，她打听耶稣，知道耶稣的一些事情，在过去如何在犹太人当中行各样的神迹异能，赶出各样的污鬼，他是弥赛亚，他带着能力来拯救世人。
On the contrary, this woman heard Jesus about his miracle power and promised to people whoever believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
那尽管妇人她不是犹太人，但是她相信耶稣已经赐下救恩的应许，凡信靠他的人都不至灭亡，反得永生。
So she had the belief that whoever believe in Jesus will not perish but have eternal life.
并且相信耶稣应许，凡寻求他的就必寻见，叩门的就要给他开门。于是他就大胆的向神支取这样的应许。
She also believed that Jesus promised, "Seek and you shall find; knock and the door will be opened unto you." Therefore, she asked God for His promise boldly.
那他仅仅说了一句经典之语，他说：“ "狗也吃他主人桌上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
She quoted one verse from scripture, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
他说了这句话之后，于是耶稣就称赞他是大有信心的。
And Jesus praised her, you have great faith.
换一句话说，他向耶稣所求的仅仅是吃剩下的那微不足道的沙碎渣儿。那这样的一个简单小小恳求背后却说明了一个大信心，因为那个碎渣可能就等于耶稣对他女儿的完全医治。
In other words, she only asked Jesus of crumbs, insignificant leftover. However, such simple requests signified underlying great faith. Crumbles could be trivial, but nothing too difficult for God.
这个事情的成就呢，而且全在主人的怜悯，因为他相信只要神，只要他的主人愿意施舍那一点点就够了。他相信在神没有难成的事，于是他选择信靠上帝的应许，胜过环境的艰难。
But nothing's too difficult for God. The promise of Jesus could heal her daughter. She chose to believe God's promise to overcome circumstances.
如果你数学好一点，你也想看看，碎渣那一点点，如果能可以形容他的女儿得到完全的医治，那无非就是说耶稣所说的那个小小芥菜种的信心，能够这么小的眼睛都无法辨认的这个芥菜种可以长成那个大树一样，那样子的大信心，难怪耶稣会称赞他的信心是大的。
If this woman asked for crumbs and her daughter was healed, this was about the faith described by Jesus, a mustard seed become a tree. That's why Jesus said you have great faith.
我们看见这位妇人的信心是一种抓住神应许的一种行动，是借着他的话语所带出的回应来表达，来表明对耶稣的真实信靠。
So similarly, you can cling to God's promise with your faith, knowing God's words.
他相信世上唯有耶稣才是全能的真神，他可以借着信心来支取神宝贵的应许。
Only God, Jesus, is the true God, and from that she can obtain Jesus' promise.
因为在过去耶稣所行的神迹当中，耶稣一再强调信心的重要。无论是当他医治长大麻风病的，医治百夫长的仆人，甚至被抬来的这个瘫子，以及患血漏的妇人，医治两个瞎眼等等，这些都是因为信心的缘故。
Through all the miracles by Jesus, he repeatedly stressed the importance of faith in cleansing the leper, healing the servant of centurion, the cripple carried by friends, and the woman with hemorrhage, or the two blind men.All because the faith.
所以耶稣就照着他们的信心给他们成就了。
All because the faith of the party involved, therefore God granted their wish.
那这位迦南妇人，哇，她也同样抓住这样的一个应许，将她的信心也实际操练在对耶稣的信靠上。
It was the same for this Canaanite woman who exercised faith in Jesus.
同样的，今天我们也能够以信心来抓住神的应许，因为。耶稣知道耶稣就是主，相信在神没有难成的事，这样你能够同样也能够经历神为你开道路。
Similarly, you can cling to God's promise with your faith, knowing Jesus is Lord, and there's nothing too difficult for God, and you can experience that God will lead the way.
这并不是说只要你有信心啊，你要任何的要求神都会答应，而是你的信心的祷告必须建立在。按着主的旨意来祈求。
It doesn't mean as long as you have faith, Jesus will grant any wishes. Instead, you should pray according to God's will.
在约翰一书五章十四节这样记载，我们一起来读。
According to 1 John chapter 5 verses 14.
预备，请。
This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
好，我们看这位迦南妇人，她没有对耶稣说。你无论如何一定要医治我的女儿，他不是这样讲的，他只说狗也吃他主人桌上掉下来的碎渣，意思就是说他把主权交给耶稣，完全看主的怜悯施恩，让耶稣有主权能够做决定怎么做，于是他就降服于主的安排，这就是他极大的信心啊。
So she only said even the dogs that eat the crumbs that falling fromMaster's table, she gave authority to Jesus, totally up to his mercy and grace. Let sovereign Jesus decide what to do, and willing submit to his plan. That was her great faith.
其实我们也应当要有这样大的信心，是完全按着神的心意来向主祈求的信心。他的目的不是自私的，只想到自己的需要得满足，乃是让主的旨意成就在我们身上的决心。这就是那迦南妇人给我们的榜样。
So we should have such great faith, completely as according to God's will, not just about our selfish need. So let God achieve his plan for us with our faith and determination. This is the example from Canaanite woman.
最后，我相信我们每一个人都有不同的难处，都有不同的需要。神也知道我们心中的难处，也了解我们不同的需要。
In conclusion, God knows our difficulty and different needs. He recognizes.
而我们对神的回应当中，一个简单的动机信念、内心的态度跟行动的表现，神都完全知道。
God recognizes our response in motives, attitudes, and actions.
虽然耶稣是为着以色列家迷失的羊而来，但是他没有拒绝，他没有放弃，没有否认那些主动来到他面前的人，因为神的救恩是给那些凡愿意谦卑自己、存心忍耐，并且不断寻求他的人。
So even Jesus was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. He never denied, gave up, or rejected anyone who came before him. God's salvation is for everyone willing to humble himself, be patient, and keep searching for him.
你是否愿意来到这位万福之源、生命的主宰那里寻求他的帮助呢？
Are you willing to come and search the source of all blessing and sovereignty of love?
你愿意来到他面前向他承认你的需要吗？
Admitting to him your needs?
你是否忠心诚心呼求他，以信心请求他施恩引领你一生的道路吗？
Earnestly crying out to him, asking his help in faith.
因为圣经应许，凡是那些愿意接受耶稣成为救主、信靠基督走一生道路的人，就可以成为神的后嗣，再也不是流浪的野狗或是迷途的羔羊，而是神的儿女。
Whoever is willing to accept Jesus as Savior to follow Christ for the rest of his life is God's offspring, no longer a wandering stray dog or lost sheep, but children of God.
倘若你还不是其中一员，你是否愿意也成为一个蒙福的人，成为神家中的一员呢？
If you are not one of them yet, are you willing to become a blessed person?
假如你是已经相信耶稣基督是你生命的救主，你是否愿意挑战自己，完全信靠顺服主，让自己的信心茁壮，以至于别人能够看见你的灵命复苏呢？
So if you are a believer, Jesus is your Savior. Are you willing to challenge yourself to completely submit to the Lord and to let your faith grow for others to see?
当耶稣基督奇妙的救恩发生在我们生命当中的时候，我们会经历我们的生命是何等的喜乐，何等的有福。
So we can experience the spiritual revival and the peace and love and how blessed we are.
有一首歌诗歌就讲到耶稣奇妙的救恩，你会发现那个旋律高山低谷啊，起起伏伏，非常的好。我们一起用这首歌来回应。
So let's respond with a hymn.
我们一起起立来唱这。
Let's all rise.
耶稣奇妙的